Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
$70 million gets athletes an examination, not compensation. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The settlement this week by the NCAA toward a class action suit won't pay athletes who sustain concussions, but it is bound to create more headaches for at least the sport of football. By having the courts consolidate a handful of lawsuits from former jocks who claim to have been permanently injured playing college sports, the NCAA niftily avoided having to pay damages until individual suits are filed. Such suits will be on the injured athlete's dime and take years and years. The $70 million fund set up by the NCAA in the settlement will allow any athlete who claims to have a history of concussions or head trauma injuries playing football, hockey, soccer, or any other contact sport to go get examined and diagnosed for free. But if that diagnosis proves the athletes were injured in college, then they have the burden of suing the NCAA for damages. That's no different for millions of people who feel like they were wrongly fired by big companies not getting lawyers to file lawsuits because they simply can't afford it. The best hope injured athletes have is rolling all of the positive diagnoses into another class action suit for a fund to compensate them. But it's easy to see how that will require organizing and finding lawyers who will take the cases on contingency. So the $70 million settlement is really a cheap out for the NCAA, which can write every treatment off as a cost of doing business. It's a pretty deplorable outcome and sets a bad precedent for the next legal claim athletes have, getting a piece of the TV money that pays billions to the NCAA and is distributed among college conferences to be passed down to the schools. These are two completely different issues, but it gives insight into the NCAA strategy of not wanting to pay athletes anything beyond their scholarships. Somewhere, at some point, a federal judge will have to call BS on this tactic and make a simple ruling. The athletes who play the games, fill the stadiums, and generate the mega TV contracts will get paid X amount of the pie, period. But even such a ruling will take years of appeals by the NCAA to fight which athletes get paid and how much, and most importantly, why the great majority of them do not generate any TV revenue to speak of and should not get anything. Paying some and not others would violate Title IX, render football and basketball players as employees, and end the tax-exempt NCAA as we know it. And that ain't happening. This is Archansky. See ya.